Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lee, I've been telling you and everyone who will listen that all the power Iran has, Tara is the straight, is power Trump wants them to have and has allowed them to have. I've played the clip over and over and over again with Trump admitting, yeah, I only took out 70% of their capability. I let them have the other 30%. Why is the key answer? And you can see the evidence of that overnight and really over the last week. And I point this out every time it happens. Iran will fire missiles at our, you know, our service members, our bases, airports, things like that. And then we'll go retaliate. And the retaliation story always goes like this. Oh, we blew up a radar center that they used to target the missiles. Why do they have a radar center again? Why you use them to fire ballistic missiles? Those could do catastrophic damage. Lee, why do we let them have that? And it happened yesterday. Again, CBS News. In an interview, Trump told Fox News' Trey Yinks that 49 Tomahawk missiles struck targets inside Iran, so those are ours, some of them within 40 miles of Tehran, and U.S. fighter jets struck, here we go again, radar and air defense systems in southwestern Iran. Why do they have radar and air defense systems? Israel's striking not one, but two IRGC military operations bunkers. We still don't know how many died in that. I hope quite a few. Why do they have that stuff? This is what's been driving General Jack Keane almost insane on Fox News. He keeps saying, finish it, finish it, finish it. Please finish it, finish it, finish it, finish it. He has left them armed, Lee, and there's a reason for that. It's obvious. I mean, you look at the facts on the ground. Whatever the reason is, and he hasn't announced it, factually speaking, you cannot dispute it. He didn't just leave the third or fourth tier of the Iranian leadership, the murderous, insane Iranian leadership in power. He left them weapons because he wants them to have them. Now the answer is what, you know, the answer to the question is why. And that's what's going to be very interesting.
And you don't have that.
No, you don't.
Okay, I thought you had that.
No, I mean, I have a theory.
Yes.
And it's just a theory.
Right.
I think I'm going to get pretty close. And it's the fact that right now, for the first time in a long time, our country almost never runs flat out in terms of we are producing every last barrel of oil that we could conceivably do. There's usually almost always a market pullback. And it usually comes from, you know, people who are doing the math and like, okay, we're not going to pull all the oil we can out of the ground right now because we can't sell it for what we could sell it for later. I mean, there's all those calculations that are made. We are running flat out right now. And we're selling three different varieties of stuff to people whose cargo tankers used to go through the strait. We are selling our refined oil, both kinds, viscous and light sweet. We're selling the unrefined oil, and then they are bringing us their unrefined oil, and we are refining it for them. Again, in terms of cargo tankers used to go through the strait. That's billions of dollars. And the only thing I can think of that makes any sense is Trump is trying to establish these as permanent supply chains. In other words, don't even go through the strait anymore. Deal with us. And if you just saw what he just did with coal, and coal, it was a huge deal what he just did with coal. $700 million government dollars. I normally hate this kind of thing. Yeah. To be pumped into an industry. I don't. But there was a national security reason to do it. And that's because Obama and Biden systematically shut down our coal for, it turns out, no reason. Since the catastrophic effects of climate change were always fake. The IPCC admitted that. We never even studied them. We don't know. We just made that up. Okay, so we're done here. Barack Obama took 28% of the energy supply we had and took it off grid. And that was cheap, clean coal. Best, cheapest supply there is if you are in a manufacturing and tech war with China. You need it. You need it badly. So what we did was shut our perfectly good coal plants. Trump's trying to bring them back online as fast as possible to replace that capacity, get those costs down. Okay. But what do you do if you want to make somebody? Okay, so he really needs to do that for refining, because those refineries were shutting down Biden era. China was taking the oil, the Venezuelan oil. We're taking their oil now. We're refining it on the Gulf. We've got to get those facilities up and running. Where do you get billions of dollars pumped into the system to expand capacity? Well, you can get it from the federal government and print the money, or you can let Iran run around the strait shooting off little gunboats using radar to launch ballistic missiles, because you need to do the targeting. And you could just wink, wink, nod, nod, let them run around.
So it looks like they still have some power, but yet you've still got the oil flowing in a clandestine way.
Right. And the largest portion of those cargo ships, because don't forget there were 2,000 that have been sitting there. Yeah. There's a lot, right? So he says, you know, we run 22 through last night. Yeah, it's cool. But those, I think those are the desperation cases where they're calling the White House going, dude, please help us. When he says, oh, yeah, we secretly ran 100 million barrels through. Okay, that's awesome. And he's right. That has kept oil prices down some. But how much is 100 million barrels? One day of world supply. To put it in another way, Shell said, the CEO said, we are down a billion barrels since the beginning of this. That would have flown through, you know, would have gone through and, you know, would have. So, you know, it's only 10%. It's something, but I think those are the desperation cases, right? So as long as Iran is terrorizing the strait, you're going to have still what looks like basically 90% of the flow is not. Where is it going? It's going to us. It's also an absolute slap across the face of the Europeans. Because what has Trump been trying to do for a long time? Get them to buy all their stuff from us.
Exactly.
And that doesn't even count natural gas, because don't forget 14% of their natural gas goes through the strait too.
Yeah.
You certainly don't want that blowing up in transit, right?
No. That'll leave a mark.
Because think about what we're hearing. I mean, just some other news. Iranian gunboats are menacing. Come on. You've seen what we've done in the Caribbean. We swat them like flies. Yeah. You know, all the drug running boats? You can tell me we can't hit those little gunboats?
No, we hit them out in the Pacific, too.
Yeah, we can get them.
Yeah.
I mean, like, all we have to do is hit rewind on the satellite, right? Just hit rewind. Where did they come offshore? Okay, bam, boom, gone. Radar facilities, gone. Ballistic missiles, gone. Launchers, gone. But we're not until we have to retaliate. So that tells me factually that's what Trump wants. One way or another, I could be completely wrong on this building supply chain. And look, the billions of dollars we're making from this that we wouldn't otherwise make, shot in the arm. It's going to particularly go into those refineries. It's going to go into building into capacity, you know, both for, you know, mining, extraction, transport, every node in the system. And we don't have to print it and give it to them like we did with coal.
It does seem like a plan where you at least stabilize things. Things are still too high as far as the cost of,
yes,
of oil.
Way too high.
And that's a problem. But at least you have somewhat stabilized that. And that's what industry, that's what traders, stock traders want, is some stability. Even if things are at an artificially high level, at least you've got some stability. And that way the markets don't panic and get you into a worse situation.
Where this gets very interesting, okay? Because what did he do? He snuck these ships through. We protected them, but we turned off our transponders. They turned off theirs as if we have to hide from Iran.
Yeah.
We never had to hide. We just blew up their radar facilities. Just blow them up. We don't need to run around, slink around like we're afraid, but we did. That's a choice, and there's a reason for that. It'll be very interesting to get the answer to this question. I think I've got it, but I'm not 100% sure. This is just the best I could come up with. And then you've got people like Steve Yates. He used to consult he was with Dick Cheney, right? So he does things the old way, the Bush way. And he's now just trying to figure this out this morning on Fox News. Listen to this. Because he's saying, look, Jay, Trump needs to take out all these facilities that let them control the strait.
I think the president may yet have to do a little bit more to secure the shoreline around the Gulf to make sure that the flow through the strait is something that is seen. One of the first rules of politics I learned from TV, so it must be true, is that it's not enough to do good. You have to be seen doing good. So we need to see that flow. We need to see that we can help move vessels through with impunity. Then the card really has been taken from the Iranians' hand, and we've shown the world that truth.
Yeah.
Now, he's right about that. I mean, that's just like what Democrats do. They want you to hear what they say, just don't look at what they do.
But in order to pretend he has to keep this secret from Iran because he doesn't, We have total supremacy if we want it. He also kept it secret from the markets, which resulted in higher oil prices. Why did he do that? There's a reason. I may love it, I may hate it, but there's a reason, and we don't have it yet. And let me tell you, he's just dragged kicking and screaming to do this bombing. He didn't want to do it. He was saying, well, you know, no big deal. I mean, just 2 days ago, but then he got absolutely lit up by the New York Post. They compared him to Jimmy Carter and made fun of him, and Trump's not going to let that stand. So that's why the missiles are flying right now, as all the military types beg Trump, please finish this. Just finish. Because they know he can do it.
I think we've reached a point where we're just going to say we're done with these guys. Having a protracted war is not the American way of war. It's a war we've been conditioned to in the last few decades, where we've done things in Afghanistan or Iraq. We ought to go back to the way we did it in like World War II. For World War One, and we just finished the job. Total war, obliterate them.
Yeah, that's Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg. And what he's saying is, yeah, the way we did it under Bush and Obama to maximize profit for Democrat military industrial complex and Republican military industrial complex donors, we don't need to do that. We don't need two decades. We need 2 weeks. Just do it. Trump needs to do it. I get what he's doing, I think. But every day that goes by, Lee, that he doesn't, he risks an Abbey Gate. He risks those two soldiers in that Apache getting, you know, or service members in that Apache getting killed. And we can't have that. That will change the whole scenario on a dime. And it's cute. I get what he's doing, I think, but we got to end it now.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For multiple elections, the Democrat Party has outspent us by billions. When you count the Democrat fundraising industrial complex, they just have so much more money. Or do they? The whole thing started to unravel, you'll remember the story, when a conservative investigator noticed the same people were making 10, 15, 20,000 donations. Some in as little as a year. $1.25 here, 50 cents there. So they went to some of these people's houses. Why do you sit around all day donating to the DNC? Why do you sit around all day donating to Act Blue? Why do you do that? Oh, I've never donated to anybody. Yeah, you did. It's weird. Things went downhill from there. The nexus these donations seemed to be going to was Act Blue. It's the nerve center of the Democrat Party, where money that funds over 600 groups rolls through, including now increasingly Chinese Communist Party money via Neville Singham, the Marxist billionaire who lives in Shanghai and literally operates out of the same building that the Communist Party is headquartered in. Why? Because the Democrat Party and the Communist Party and Iran have been merging for some time. But it's really hard in the digital era to transfer all that money. So means have to be found. Well, when the lawyers at Act Blue discovered what those means were and that it was foreign money running into the coffers of Act Blue, by the way, every transaction's a felony. You cannot take foreign money politically, can't do it. They all quit, all of them, in mass. Then the entire top leadership of Act Blue quit as these stories started to leak out. Yesterday, Jim Jordan yanked Regina Wallace before his committee and asked her, hey, dude, you taking money, foreign donations? Yeah, about $38 million. You do that? By the way, not $38 million. $38 million donations. Did you do that? Listen to how that went.
Your board chairman said Act Blue accepted up to 38 million contributions in 2024 that had the signs of foreign origin. How much fraud is too much fraud?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Uh-huh.
How many foreign contributions did Act Blue accept?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
How much money did Act Blue accept from Russia?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
How about none? Nope.
Why did your entire legal team quit? Your in-house legal team?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Yeah, it was so bad, their in-house legal team went to the New York Times, broke the whole story. They're trying to get ahead of it to frame it, folks. Let me tell you what I think is going to happen here. You're going to find a boatload of Chinese money. Folks, $38 million, not dollars, donations. That's them moving the money through. You're also going to find the money that we found last week. Remember last week, EPA administrator, this isn't insane. Lee Zeldin referred a bunch of Biden and Obama officials to the DOJ for prosecution because they were getting billions of dollars of grants and moving them through their NGOs. And then second, third order disappearing. I guarantee you some of that money's in those donations. In other words, it's tax dollars funneled through NGOs back into Act Blue. And then some of it's the Chinese money. Some of it's the Iranian money. Probably some Russian money in there, too, to the climate change groups. Folks, it's all going to connect up and we get closer and closer and closer every single day. You know, my favorite part of that is, remember they kept saying, oh, we are going to find the Trump Russian money. Remember Rachel Maddow was obsessed with the idea if somebody at the IRS would just leak his tax returns, we could find the Russian money. Well, somebody did, broke the law, got prosecuted. Was there any Russian money in there? No, there wasn't. Weird. But ask the DNC, ask Act Blue, ask her yesterday under oath. Come on, at least tell us you didn't take Russian money, right? You know what you accused Trump of? She takes the fifth. Folks, this scandal is going to be massive. And I pray to God every day, just let us see it. Let us see how they do it. Let us see how they steal it so the American people can truly choose. They have to know what they're looking at to make that choice. It's not fair for us to choose Democrat or Republican without understanding the full implications of choosing Democrat. But we got a peek at it yesterday. By the way, do you see how Democrats, for the first time, just moved to kill the Pfizer bill? That's the NSA database. What do you think the NSA database contains? The wires, the records, the bank records of all those transfers. That's why. Folks, every banking transaction you do, everything you buy with your debit card, all of it is recorded by the NSA database, i.e. the FISA program. And all of a sudden, the Democrats want to kill the FISA program, even though they used it for years to spy on us. Want to know why? That's why. Folks, this could get so good. Oh, it gives me chills. I can only hope. Back in April, a mom, her son, and his friend are riding their bikes on the Asheville Highway on a sidewalk, doing everything right. The boys, age 9 and 12, when an illegal immigrant, so drunk he couldn't drive straight, jumped the sidewalk in his car, kept going, and mowed them down. The mom, Megan, had to watch her son die in front of her. It's tragic. But what's really tragic? That wasn't the first time Erie Perez has run into South Carolina law enforcement. No, he had a prior criminal record, including minor charges. Unauthorized use of a motor-propelled conveyance, speeding to elude arrest, and driving without a license. See, the shame of it is, when a guy like that gets pulled over in South Carolina, what happens? Well, if you're not talking about, like, a charge that you have to take him down to the, you know, to the jail, if it's just a ticket, which that is, gotta let him go. Why? You know why. They're not deputized as federal agents. They can only enforce state law. Gotta let them go. We let them go. Two boys are dead. Henry McMaster, our governor, has had, since Trump took office, to fix this. All kinds of politicians, including our senator, Tim Scott, put statements out when this happened. Not old Henry. By then, I'd already been flogging him for, gosh, months. A year, actually, since Pam Evett came on this show and said they were going to build a palmetto pen just like that alligator Alcatraz down there in Florida. You seen a palmetto pen? I haven't seen a palmetto pen. What I have seen is two dead boys, one of whose mothers had to watch them die in front of her. That's what I've seen. A guy who, like 100,000 illegal immigrants in this state, that's the estimate, Center for Immigration Studies. We can get them. We can get them when they speed. We can get them when we pull them over. Guess what? Because in Florida, where they did what Trump asked and deputized State Highway Patrol, you get caught to a 55 and a 45, sayonara, my friend. You are going home. And I don't mean your home down the street. I mean, you are going home. Why? They're deputized as federal agents. This is not hard. It's not. We'll never know. We'll never know if those two boys would still be alive if Henry McMaster would quit with the ribbon cuttings and do something. He's not gonna. Meanwhile, down in Florida, there's good news. What could happen in South Carolina if we had a real governor? Not an open borders governor. A real governor. Yeah, listener sent me an update on what Ron DeSantis has been up to. Take a listen to how many people, this is the state of Florida, because Ron DeSantis answered the call of Donald Trump and deputized everybody. It's so funny. He even deputized like Fish and Wildlife. I love this man. I want to draft him, come up here and run for something because he's term limited down in Florida. Listen to what they're up to, folks. 25,000 illegals.
Governor Ron DeSantis says since Florida expanded its 287G immigration enforcement efforts in early 2025, with legislation signed in February of last year, more than 25,000 undocumented immigrants have been arrested through state and local operations. Now, officials say Florida has more 287G task force officers than any other state, allowing local and state law enforcement to work more closely with federal immigration authorities. They highlight Operation Tidal Wave, which state officials describe as the largest immigration enforcement operation in federal history. State troopers were responsible for over 10,000 of the more than 25,000 arrests announced so far. Officials also pointed to three other...
Do you hear that? That's critical. State highway troopers were responsible for 10,000. Why? We can't do that here. They're not deputized. They can't legally do it. Can down in Florida, though. They swear them in as federal agents. 10,000 gotten by the highway patrol alone. And DeSantis has gone throughout the state deputizing police officers, sheriff's deputies. Now, you're going to hear this administration, Pam Evett, and, our governor take credit. What we're doing for 287G. Look, I'm an old crime reporter. And decades ago, 287G was running in Charlotte. And here, 287G runs out of the jails. And what it is if you actually get arrested, not a ticket like Erie Perez got before he killed those two boys, but you get arrested for a crime, yeah, we run you when you're in our jails and we'll give you to ICE. That's great. We should do that. And we are doing it. And it's nothing to do with the governor. We've been doing it. Our sheriff does it here in Greenville County. It's not new. So what they're doing is pretending, we're doing 287G. Yeah, in the jails. Yes, and that's great. And they're doing that in Florida. You just heard that. But that is different from deputizing everyone. Now, they've even gone and deputized, I think, a couple of SLED. I think there's like a few handful of them, and they're doing some very limited operations because I won't shut up about this. But they're not doing what's going on in Florida. Folks, 1 year, Highway Patrol alone picks up 10,000. Do you know how many lives they saved? By the way, in the process of all this, do you know how many kids they recovered? Traffic kids? 400. 400. Those two boys didn't have to die. And that's why McMaster said nothing when they did. Because he knows it would draw attention to his inaction. We can do this, folks. These are not hard things. Yesterday on our show, on my show, Alan Wilson promised he would deputize them for me. He also promised he'd come back on the show so that we can, if he wins, so that we can hold him accountable. I can't promise you that he's going to do any of those things, but he says he will. And I don't mean the stupid 287G, run you around, play games, you don't know what it means. I mean actually deputizing these agents. DeSantis did it a year ago. There is no excuse. And I can't imagine the grief of that mom knowing, understanding this was preventable. It did not have to happen. We need our governor to come in from the golf course, stop using the title of governor as something, for social functions and do something, darn it. Do what DeSantis has done. You know what I think we need? A lot of national people listen to this show. We need a draft DeSantis. See, I'm serious, like a draft DeSantis fund where we can all donate to. And since he's term limited in Florida and he's already, created a freedom factory there, what we need to do is just keep moving him around. Like he could be governor of another state and another state and another state. Because folks, we're going to need places to flee. Should Democrats ever get power? I mean, look, maybe you could. Like everyone from Sergey Brin of Google to Jeff Bezos fleeing behind the lines in Florida. Let's do it in South Carolina. Let's do this across the country. We should just draft him. He's young, man. You know how many states he could fix? And we need a real governor, not a governor who's a joke. Minutes ago, it broke. Truth Social. We are going to take Karg Island. Finally. Trump writes, 8:22 a.m. this morning, the United States will be hitting Iran, whose Navy, Air Force, radar, anti-aircraft, and all other forms of defense, together with most of its offensive capability, are gone. We are going to hit them very hard tonight. So we sang this about half an hour ago. At some point in the not-too-distant future, we will be taking Karg Island and other oil infrastructure points and assume total control of their oil and gas markets, much like we have with Venezuela, which is working out brilliantly for both Venezuela and the United States of America. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. So good news. This is what needs to happen, folks. There's no other way forward. There really isn't. And never forget the biggest reason we have to do this. Because the Democrat Party, Iran, and China are allies. There is no deal that could be cut with these people. They can't even be left alive. The ones who killed the 42,000, the death cult, that thinks the Antichrist is going to come from their genetic line and let them rule the world, this crazy Mahdi. And the only way to make him happy enough that he'll come out of hiding is to kill us and to kill the people of Israel. That guy, those guys, no, you have to kill them. Democrats think they can be allies. They can't. And they will try again. There's a reason we've had three Iranian assassination plots on either Trump or his cabinet members and none against Democrats. There's a reason they brag, the Biden administration on the record, that Iran is funding their street protests. And there is a reason that Iran partnered with China to hack our swing state boards of elections. By the way, getting the internal voter rolls that Trump is suing for but can't get. They are allies, and they will put China in the driver's seat. We can't have that, folks. We've got to rip it all out of the ground.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.